Hi, I'm Will Roadhouse, and I'm the CEO of Roadhouse International, and welcome to another episode of Expat Thailand. It is early in the morning. It's like 6:07 a.m., and just saw my wife off. She's off training a bunch of cosmetic surgeons. So there's going to be about like 25 or 30 doctors that's taking her leadership course today. So I get to, it's Saturday, so I'm at home and I'm having my cup of coffee here. And I thought that it would be a great time to talk about experiences and why. Actually, let me rephrase this. I do want to talk about experiences, but I want to paint this picture. Why do people go on vacation? Very simple, is they just need a break. But why do people go on vacation and will like go to a resort, whether it's domestically in their backyard or go to another country? Why do people want to do that? It's because these vacations paint a picture of a dream life that they would love to have. Whether it's spending a week at some golf retreat, or going to a place like Hawaii or California and spending time in a resort that's on the beach, or going to some Zen getaway like Sedona, where you have this beautiful mountain range just filled, you're surrounded by this beautiful red stone. You get to meditate and do yoga and have this very surreal Zen-like meditation experience in one of those positive places in the world. What I mean is by energy. Were you aware that Sedona, there's only a couple places in the world that has the highest amount of positively charged energy? That's what makes Sedona such a magical place. Love Sedona. What I'm saying is people go to these places instead of just vacationing at home. They go to these places to get this feeling of what it'd be like to have this ultra-luxury pampered lifestyle. Get to eat out in extravagant restaurants. And maybe if your budget allows for it, you have limo service, someone driving you around, having spa treatments, maybe even renting a villa and having a chef cook you and your family a private meal. Maybe even taking a helicopter, tour, or even arriving by private jet. But these are things, or even renting a yacht. But these are things, and I know this because I know of wealthy friends that have rented these things, but they can't afford to buy a freaking $30 million yacht or $30 million jet. They rent them because it's nice. So that's how Thailand plays into this scenario. Thailand allows expats like myself from first world nations like the United States or Canada or the UK or even Australia and live this life as if we're on vacation every day. Every day. That's how my life differs from yours. Every single day I get to wake up and say, yeah, this is freaking awesome. I can do whatever hell I want. Do whatever I want. Budget is never an issue. You just go and do it. For those of you who've never experienced life like that, but only done on vacation, you're missing out. This is a great episode to play with other family members or friends that think that you are apeshit crazy. So for anyone that doesn't like profanity, I apologize for that. That think you're crazy. Why the heck would you ever want to move to Thailand? Do they even have indoor plumbing? Don't they have like cannibals? Don't they hate Americans? Can they even speak English? And don't they eat like bugs? This is the episode for them. Thailand is nothing like that. Walking around Bangkok, I assure you, is nicer than most of your cities that you're living in now. I live in a major, beautiful metropolis of beautiful buildings, green zones, our versions of Central Park, but cleaner and safer. We have our transit system that's better than any train transit system in most of the country, especially the United States. My wife and I get to do whatever we want. If my wife wasn't teaching this morning, Saturday morning, we could slept in and we do what we want. We're gonna say, okay, hey, let's go to Koh Samui. We could pack our bags and go to Koh Samui. We've done that. How many of you, and I remember having this conversation with some friends. Let me just take a sip of my coffee here. I remember, and if any of my high school friends are listening to this, and we did this together, remember we're at my house, we're just sitting on that wall, and you know, right next to the driveway. And we're sitting there, we're drinking beer, and we're in high school. Yes, we're bad kids. And we were talking about becoming multimillionaires. And I've had this conversation not just that time, but multiple times, whether we went camping or we were fishing, we were always talking about that. That I want to be a multimillionaire and have the freedom that at the time we used this. If I want to just pick up and go to Hawaii, I'll do it that morning or that day. No need to be planned because budget's not an option. It's not an issue. But the sad thing is that none of you actually do that. Yes, life does get in the way. It's difficult. Financially, especially now, it's tough. Especially with these economic conditions. But here in Thailand, we get to do that. If we didn't want to hop on a flight and go to Chiang Mai or go to some other country like in Vietnam or even Laos, or they would say Lao, we could easily hop in our car or call for a car service to pick us up and go to one of the beach cities, spend a week there, and it would be extremely inexpensive. Typical, our version of a 3-star hotel on the beach would run roughly about $60 a night, and that includes a buffet breakfast. The same equivalent in California would be about $200 to $300. Same equivalent. And we get to eat all of our meals in fancy restaurants, non-fancy restaurants, whatever cuisine, from Italian to Japanese to Chinese, obviously Thai, Spanish. Just a month ago, we went and had great Indian food. So for you to think that Thailand is just some podunk country is extremely closed-minded. Because what Thailand provides expats like myself, and hopefully you, is it provides you with the life that you've always wanted, you've always dreamed about, you've always envisioned. When you're envious and it's your last day of your vacation, kind of take, you know, kind of sit back and think about the last vacation you took. And let's say that you had to leave Sunday and it's Sunday morning. You're getting the last bit of pool time and beach time. And you're sitting there like, oh God, tomorrow it's back to reality. Oh, I could just live here. Well, that's an expat's life here every single day. We get to wake up every morning with a smile on our face and say, F yeah, I get to live here. This is my life. I can't believe it. Have you experienced what it's like to have a live-in maid, a driver on call? Do you, other than being on vacation, have you ever have experience of having a pampered lifestyle every single day? Most of you haven't. And some of you that had, it was probably when you had prior successes, but maybe financially some things have changed over the pandemic that doesn't allow you that lifestyle anymore. But you can have that every single day here. There are no sacrifices. There were plenty of sacrifices in Latin America, but here in Thailand, just like there are sacrifices in other Asian countries, like Philippines. No, I don't want to live there. Indonesia, Malaysia. No, thank you. Where else? Japan? Japan's awesome. I'm part Japanese, but the economy sucks. People get depressed. It's extremely safe. Don't want to live there. Taiwan? Freaking effing love Taiwan. I'm Taiwanese. Taipei, Taiwan is one of the most beautiful cities in the world. It's an amazing country to live. But of what's happening with China, a little fearful. A little fearful. Cambodia? No thanks. Too many scam artists, Chinese gangs there. Laos, Vietnam? Too underdeveloped. Myanmar, that's not even an issue. No thank you. So what's left? Thailand. Forget about Korea, it's way too damn expensive. Thailand. Thailand is the best option, and there's no sacrifices. Singapore, even for the ultra rich, you're gonna get bored. You just, after a while, you're like, oh God, I'm just tired of being around snooty people all fucking day. It's so freaking expensive there. To get your driver's license in Singapore costs $100,000. One of the most expensive cities in the world to live. But Thailand, you get to have all that. You get to have your dream lifestyle. I've always wanted to live like in New York City, but literally at a tenth of the price. Or live in South Beach. Or live in San Diego on the beach. Or live in some golf course community that you always dreamed about. You can do that here. All your dreams can be fulfilled. I'm not just talking out of my ass and be some salesperson, because I don't care. Most of you listening to this aren't going to be my client. So I'm saying this out of pure truth. This is the absolute truth. You can have the life you've always wanted here, that you've always dreamed about on vacation. That can be a reality every single day, and you will never be tired. If you're thinking, okay, well, that's great, man, but geez, I couldn't imagine doing that every single day. Yeah, you scale back. Yeah, I've done my over-excessive stuff, like when I first moved here, because I enjoy working out, and I love massages. So my brother and I, we got massages every single day. First we started with like a 2-hour massage, like twice a week. Then we're like, oh, that's freaking awesome. Then we started doing 1-hour massage, no, 2-hour massages every single day. After a week, way too much. Then we scaled it down to every single day, a 1-hour massage. That was still too much. Then finally, what the balance was, basically either a 2-hour massage once a week or 2 1-hour massages once a week. That was the happy median. But we got to try that out. And eating out, my wife and I, we still eat most of the majority of meals out, or we have it delivered. And it's fresh, home-cooked food delivered to our house for free and inexpensive. And we do spend an exorbitant amount of time at the beach. Even though we have homes on the beach, we still love hotels. I just love hotels. It's like, any car buffs out there? I'm sure there are. car buffs out there. And I'm gonna give an example for the ladies too. How many ladies out there would love to be able to change out, even though you have a beautiful Chanel purse that maybe costs you $4,000 or $5,000, or a Louis Vuitton purse that costs you maybe, you know, a couple grand, but you're stuck with that same purse? Or like car buffs, like, yeah, you have a great car, maybe you bought a Porsche GT4, or maybe you got the new Aston Martin, but or even a Ferrari, but after a while you get tired of it. And you're like, imagine if you're able to switch out your car, exotic cars, anytime you want, or ladies, your purse, anytime you want. Switch from Prada to Louis to you know, to Chanel to Gucci to whatever. So even though we have our beach homes, we love hotels, and I love property, because staying in hotels, one of the things that it's done is it's helped me, because hotels, especially service, man, service here is beyond most other countries, because Thailand knows how to make clients happy. Service level is exceptional. But hotels, they get renovated so quickly, and they really change with the times of what is trendy today. So I'm able to see these evolution and changes in real estate and property way before you see anything in Western countries. So we like to stay in hotels. We'll stay in our property sometimes, and then we'll just go hotel hopping. It's fun, and it's cheap. I'll give you another example for those that really like high-end travel. So for an example, like, you want to go stay at the Mandarin Oriental. Mandarin Oriental is hell expensive, $500 to $1,000 a night. But here, it's half the price. Or even, let's just say, staying at JW Marriott or Intercontinental Hotels. You know, even those hotels will cost anywhere from, you know, anywhere $500 to even $1,000 a night. Here, the Intercontinental, the Marriott Hotel, it's like $150, and includes a freaking killer, I'm talking awesome breakfast buffet. And these are beautiful properties right on the beach. So everything here is cheaper. You get to do same exact luxury things that you always dreamt about, and that you only get to do once a year, or on vacation, or special occasions like on a birthday. How many of you would love to be able to have the freedom of dining whenever you want at whatever restaurant, instead of just saving it for birthdays or Mother's Days or anniversaries or Father's Days? You can do it anytime here. Because high-end dining is a lot cheaper. Like, I love sushi. I love omakase sushi, which is chef's choice, whatever's freshest fish that they bought that morning. And a typical omakase in the States, or even in European countries, that's $200 to $300 to $500. Here, get a great meal for starting at $30 to $45. That's considered high. When you start when meals start at 1,000 baht, that's about $30 a head. That's considered luxury dining here. It's the same equivalent as ultra luxury dining in your Western country. Even the equivalent of going to like crappy Applebee's that still cost you $30 a head. That same exact thing here. Our version of our Applebee's that are Asian or even Western restaurants, that's like $6. So for that family member that's listening to us right now, you're fighting change because of uncertainty. And I certainly understand that. I get it. But you're fighting for the wrong reasons. You're fighting a chance to have the life that you've always dreamed about, all because of fear. And you can't give yourself excuse to the fear of unknown, because you just simply, I don't care what age you are and how unsavvy you are on a computer, just simply go to YouTube, go to Google, do a little bit of research of expats in Thailand, and you will find thousands, tens of thousands of people here that look just like you from your home country, that have lived here for decades, that are just happy as a clam. So it's not uncertainty. It's certain. It is almost 100% certain that if you are coming from a first world Western nation and you move yourself here, your life will be 100% better. Why can I say that? Why can I confidently say that? Because everything that you have done there can be done here that's better and less expensive. If you're telling yourself, well, you don't have Costco's there. Yeah, we have our own version of Costco's called Macro. And it's actually better. Everything that you've tried is better here. Food is better. Don't you get tired of spending money to go to a resort or go to a restaurant just to get bad service? You'll never get bad service here. Never. Service level expectations is unbelievable. You know, a few weeks ago, we were in Pattaya. My wife was had a class down there teaching some government executives in a certain department of the government. And I always love to compliment, go out of my way to compliment service levels when they go over and beyond. I think it's important to compliment them, and if they have a manager, to let the managers know what a fantastic job they're doing. So at this hotel, and it was basically on the beach, across the street from the beach, so all of our meals, we were at the hotel. So it was lunch and dinner and then breakfast the next day. So that evening, or was it that evening? Yes, that afternoon when we arrived, we had lunch. And I noticed this gentleman that he was kind of like, I think the banquet manager. So basically looking over all the servers. And this is a 3-star hotel. And a service level was like a 5-star level. It was crazy how good the service was. And I mentioned this to my wife. She's like, yeah, the service here is really, really good. It's just better than what you would expect from a 3-star hotel. Then that evening, I see him again. And the food was really good. So in Thailand, if you're not aware, they don't really use chopsticks here. Believe it or not, it's forks and spoons. And they will use it, especially there's a huge, especially in Bangkok, there's a lot of Chinese have been here for a very long time. So I think it's like a third of Bangkokians may have Chinese blood in them. But they don't use chopsticks frequently. I always have to use chopsticks, especially eating with Asian food, because for me, it just tastes better. So everybody in our round table, and had the little rotating thing in the middle, you know, so they also had, it was a home style beef noodle soup as one of the sides. So the banquet manager prepared one for me. He prepared one for everyone at our table. And everyone had forks and knives. And then when he brought my noodle soup, he put chopsticks on it. And he just knew. That was a foreigner and I spoke English, probably because he heard me. He said, I had a feeling that you want chopsticks. I'm like, yeah, I actually do. Thank you. So later I talked to him, and it turns out he is the banquet manager, and he's worked at some of the finest establishments throughout Bangkok's other four, five-star hotels. And I was complimenting him. I said, your service level and how you trained your servers, I kid you not, is the equivalent of a five-star hotel or a Michelin-rated restaurant, a traditional Michelin-rated restaurant. He's like, thank you. He's like, it's all about the customer. And as we're talking, it's so refreshing to hear this from someone. He's like, in Thailand, our customer service, we truly believe that it's about the relationship, about really knowing specifically of what the customer wants. Like, and he actually said this, not one box fits for everyone. I said, yeah, that's like America. They think it doesn't matter of a luxury restaurant or like an Applebee's, you get, it's all shitty service. He's like, yeah, I know. But not in Thailand. Not in Thailand. Everywhere we go to one of my favorite restaurants, which is a tonkatsu restaurant. If you don't know what tonkatsu is, it's a pork cutlet. It's Japanese food. And they have a franchise here from Japan. It's called Katsuya. And it is so freaking good. I get a large tonkatsu with cabbage, rice, miso soup. And that only cost, how much is it? It's like $5.50, $5.50. That same, ex and it's so freaking tender, and everything is just perfectly prepared. Doesn't matter what Katsuya you go to, because it's a large franchise here. It's in every major mall. That same exact, basically, plate of food in the States is $20 to $30. I kid you not. I know this because I love tonkatsu. Even a place like Katsuya, we're going to have great service. Everywhere you go, you're going to have great service. So don't think that you're coming to some third world hick country where they don't know how to cater to you, where they can't speak English, and you're going to have miscommunication. And you're going to be eating a plate of bugs on your, you're going to be eating a plate of bugs. That is not the case at all. Every experience that you've ever had as in on vacation or fine dining or at a resort, you're going to have the same thing here, but better. And if you want, like most of us, that can be every single day. You want to live in a resort? You can do that. Because we have branded residences on the beach or in a city that you get that type of service every day. And these are developed by some of the best resorts in the world. And these same resort residences in other parts of the world are 2 to 3 times more. For example, there's this one branded resort developer, and their one bedroom condos on the beach starts at three, a little over $300,000. The same exact hotel operator that also develops these residences in other parts of the world, those same exact residences are 2 to 3 times more. We have a very famous local Thai brand here. And they also develop residences, and they're building a killer. I'm slowly putting my clients there. Basically, in our version of Central Park, and they are building these kind of like large condos. It's basically low rise, more of a townhome. Those are starting in half for one bedroom for $500,000. But you're going to have a certain, this is going to be an on-site hotel, business center. It's a total mixed use project. You're within walking distance to everything. And again, to our version of Central Park. You're basically living on-site in a resort. You want room service? Done. Just pick up the phone. Everything is first class. Pampered. You're not gonna find this in your city unless you live in a big, huge metropolis. The same equipment in Las Vegas. So Las Vegas is a very service industry, hotel, mega resorts. The same equivalent branded residence that I just rattled off in a prime location, one large one bedroom that starts at $500,000. That same exact equivalent in Las Vegas, $1.5 million, $2 million. And you're not going to have the same level of service because service quality in the United States is just bad. I haven't been to London in a long time. I haven't been in Australia and New Zealand because obviously it's pandemic. So I can't recall when I went there, it was very similar to this US style service. It's just okay. But the US level of service has just gotten worse. It's absolute shit. Rude servers just want to churn the table, get you out of there. They're lazy. Not here. Not here. It's not a tipping society. You don't tip them. You're going to get great service the moment you walk in that door, the moment you pick up the phone, the moment they deliver the food. Whatever they're doing, you're going to get the best service. And you're going to have polite people aren't going to talk back to you, aren't going to tell you you're wrong. You know, of a most recent case, I think it's what, a year and a half now? So when I was back in the States, I was in Vegas for the holidays. It was, yeah, definitely over a year ago. I went and changed my parents' car battery. You might have heard this in another episode, but I'll repeat myself. And this white trash knucklehead comes running in. Whose white car is that big white sedan there? I says, mine. It's my dad's car. We don't change batteries located in the back seat. I said, first of all, why are you yelling at me? Well, we just don't do that. I'm going to ask you again. You don't need to raise your voice and you don't need to yell at me. I'm the customer. Okay? The ladies here didn't say that. And the ladies obviously know that this guy's a fucking asshole, so they wouldn't speak up and say anything. And I said, listen, if you don't want to do that, give me the freaking tools and I'll install it myself. But you don't need to be the asshole. Then he calmed down. He's like, well, it's just because, you know, it's a warranty issue. If we do something wrong. I said, I understand that, but you could have simply told me that. You didn't have to barge in here, yell at me like I'm some kid. But that's the service level in the United States. It's like when you go to an establishment in the States, it's like they're doing you a favor for serving you, not vice versa. You're the customer. You're doing them a favor because their shitty salaries that they're making is because you're walking into that establishment. So you get treated like a second-class citizen, treated like a chump. Tired of that. Tired of bad service and rude people. That's why I don't live there. That's why I've lived there a long time. But that's what makes Thailand better. So if you are new listening to this, or if you are a family member or that you are listening to this episode, you're wondering why that individual or family wants to move to Thailand, I've just basically giving you a fraction of the reasons why. I don't care where you live in the United States, how rich you are, how big your home is, you can never duplicate the better lifestyle here than where you live. You can't. You want to match homes? You can have the same thing here. What you have, at least half the price. You think you can match services? No, you can't because the service level here is just better. You're afraid that you're not going to meet new people? You're actually going to meet a lot of new people here, but better people. Not the blood-sucking leeches that you surround yourself around that constantly talk about themselves. Everybody has a problem. They're all antidepressants. They're the turn to drugs. This thing is this problem, that problem, this hurts, this complain about everything. Instead, you're going to be around people that look at life at a different light, because everybody here, the expats and the locals and Thai people, when we wake up in the morning, we're happy to wake up. We're happy to be alive. We feel fortunate to have this type of life that's been provided for us. Where I can almost assure you that majority of your friends, when they wake up, they're like, shit, I gotta repeat this effing freaking rat race again. My life sucks. I can almost assure you, most of your friends that way. Especially if they have kids. And you know it. And I know this because I have a lot of people that like to tell me these kind of things because they feel that I am easy enough person that's not going to judge them. So people reveal a lot of information to me. Tell me the most intimate things. So that's why I can say this. It's through personal experience. I didn't read about it. Some psychologist didn't. This is through personal experience of dealing with thousands upon thousands of people. When I know of all walks of life that are famous and rich and not famous and rich and poor people and middle class people, the majority of the people, when they wake up either, shit, my life sucks, or wake up saying, yeah, it's just okay. Because it's an amount of stress. I mean, the person that's listening to us right now, how many, depending on your age, how many parts of your body hurt? How unhealthy are you? Are you overweight? Because you have a sedentary lifestyle. Here, that can be changed. Are you someone that's middle class and never been able to afford a personal trainer because it's getting so expensive now? Here, you can have a personal trainer. And it's hell cheap. Or maybe younger person that's listening to this, maybe you love Muay Thai. You love everything about MMA. So you want to learn Thai boxing. You want to learn grappling, jiu-jitsu. You just want to learn maybe traditional Western style boxing. But you know at your gym, for one-on-one pad work, getting away from the stupid classes, those group classes which do nothing for you, where you can get real training is one-on-one training, one-on-one pad work. But that cost $150, $200, $300 an hour per session. Here, fraction of that. The Muay Thai instructors I work with, and these are not just some schmuck that took a class. These are actually ex-pro Muay Thai fighters. I bought... packages of 10. I've had my one-on-one, one-hour pad work as low as 15, 20 bucks, 25 bucks an hour. So my life is better here. And your life will be too. Just like every expat. Everybody is smiling. Everyone's happy. Even the old farts, the dirty old men, you know who you are. I'm not judging. But you know who you are. You know, the dirty old men in Pattaya, walking around with their shirt off everywhere in freaking Pattaya and not ashamed of their big old huge raging gut that's sticking out and, wearing their cargo pants, toting an Isan hooker half their age. Those guys are happy. Why shouldn't they be? Because nobody would pay any attention to them back home. Well, here in Pattaya, they're rock and roll stars. And the reason I say that about Pattaya is the armpit of Thailand. That's where you find the seediness. But Thailand is not like that. You're not going to walk around Bangkok and be hounded by hookers. Sorry, that doesn't happen. It's like saying, all Las Vegas is all just a bunch of hookers and gambling and mob. No. I'm just using that as an example, as a truthful example, but Pattaya and Phuket are the exceptions. You're going to find more of this demographic of happy old guys with young, half his age bar girls and hookers as their girlfriends. But more power to them. If it makes them happy, that's their life. I'm not gonna judge them. And you shouldn't either. But if you want to have this peace of mind, and I say that so much, if you want the freedom of choice, because that's what distinguishes a rich person as opposed to a poor person, is a freedom of choice. Sure, that poor person can be happier and enjoy life much more than that person that's worth $25 million that hates life, his wife hates him, or his husband hates him, kids hates him, in and out of rehab, and just dies himself in work and never comes home and is banging the secretary. Well, there's a poor person that is a lot happier, better home life, great kids. Yeah, job is dead end, but they enjoy it. But they don't have the freedom of choice. That's how you differentiate a wealthy individual and a non-wealthy individual. Freedom of choice. The poor person or the middle class person can't just pick up and leave. Well, when you're rich, you can go over the hell you want. You have the freedom of choice. Here in Thailand, you can be a middle class person, come here and feel wealthy, and you have the freedom of choice to do whatever you want, as long as it's legal. You can do whatever you want, as long as you respect the culture. And it's easy to respect the culture because the Thai people are so friendly, compassionate, welcoming. So that is it for me this morning. I'm gonna, hold on, let me take one more sip of my last sip of my coffee. But I just thought it would be a great opportunity to discuss these things. And I really hope that I'm motivating you. And if you are a new family member that's listening to this, I hope that this last 40 minutes, it's sparked that curiosity. Or maybe you're gonna do some research, or maybe now you're a little bit more welcome or open to the thought of maybe vacationing in Thailand and checking it out, or wondering why, why is your brother, or why is your aunt, or your sister, or whatever it may be, why are your parents thinking about moving to this crazy place called Thailand? That maybe you'd be open enough to checking it out too. If you are listening to this, and it's your parents that's thinking about moving to Thailand, you have nothing to fear because they're going to be safer here than in your home country. They're not going to walk around and be shot. They have a higher probability of being shot in your Western country than here. No one's going to bug them as long as they're respecting the culture. If your parents are just straight up assholes, okay, someone's going to knock them out. They shouldn't be here. But we wouldn't be having this conversation because most likely they don't respect the culture and they're going to leave Thailand with bad feelings. But that is few and far between. There are tens of thousands of people in their 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s that have been living in Thailand. And these are expat foreigners that have been living here for decades and are happy. Just recently, I met another European. I think this guy is from Belgium. We're walking on the beach. And he's like, I've been living here. I think he's been living here 15 years. And just freaking loves it. And again, just like everyone else, he wishes that he would have came here sooner. Me too. I said the same exact thing. I'm like, I wish I would have been here sooner. I said, I was in Latin America and I wasted over 10 years of my life over there. So don't worry about your parents. They will be happy. They'll be taken care of. The hospitals here, first class, they're better than the hospitals in your home state. They're better than the hospitals in your city, and they're cheaper, and they're going to get great service. They're not going to be waiting in line. They're going to be knowledge right away and see a doctor within 15, 20, 30 minutes. In healthcare, fraction of the price. You don't have to worry that your parents can't speak Thai and they may miscommunicate. As long as you live in a big city like Bangkok, one of the big beach cities, everybody speaks English. They're not going to miscommunicate with anyone. It's a non-issue. So don't worry. Your parents know where they want to go. They know where happiness is. They know where they want to start their new life. So it's time for you to figure out why are they coming to Thailand and figure out why aren't you thinking about Thailand. So thank you so much for joining me, and I'll talk to you soon.